Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If this is your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. If you've been to this podcast before and you're returning, welcome back. You are wise. Whenever you come to this podcast, we are so glad to have you here. Just to tell you a little bit about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do. Encouragement is our lane. So when you come here, you can always expect a word of encouragement. Now, what we suggest you do is go to the podcast library. You'll find all of the episodes listed. Just pick the ones that speak to you, that reach out to you, and listen to them as often as you like. They build on each other. Of course, I can't explain everything in just one episode. But if you go to the podcast library, pick the ones that speak to you, read the description box. Short, it's a short description box. It'll tell you what that particular episode is about. And as I said before, they build on each other. So that's what you can expect. And what we expect from you is that when you listen to the episodes, there are areas which you can make comments and feedback. We would like to hear from you because as we are encouraged and encouragers, we're encouraged whenever we hear from you. So we want to hear about your comments. And if you'd like to share information with us, because we're about living the highest quality of life here, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. That is one way that you can communicate with us. We will return the email. And if you have questions or information that you want to share with us, then of course we can make arrangements for that. We also have access to conference lines. And we can talk. We'll go forward just as we're led. So that gives you that information. Another thing I'd like to say to you at this time is everything we do here, we base on the Word of God, the written Word of God. We believe in God here. We understand that everyone doesn't because everyone has free will of choice. Yet we do. So everything we share with you is based on Scripture. That's why we've given the email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. If you want those Scriptures, where we found them, we'd be glad to share whatever information we have. If you have questions or concerns, the email is the way to communicate with us. Another thing we'd like to say, when we base everything on the Word of God, we believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't, that's fine, because everybody has free will of choice. We have the right to exercise our choice, and we choose to believe. Everything we share here, we're not sharing it based on something someone told us. I am walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade because I know I'm going to live a long time. I found in God's Word where I could live a long time. According to my faith, be it unto me. I know that. And I live from that perspective. I live a very exciting life. I experience life on a daily basis. I learn something on a daily basis. I know and I understand better what the Lord Jesus Christ did for me when he died on the cross. I know what that means for me. And I know how to live from that victory. And the experiences that I share with you are from lived experiences, lived victory. So that's why I encourage you, go to the podcast library. Look at all the episodes. They build on each other. Read the short description box. Listen as much as you want to the segments that speak to you. Now, there's a tool we use because we recommend that everyone read the Bible for themselves. It's called BibleGateway.com. And if you visit that particular website, you'll find various translations of the Bible. And it's wonderful. If you love reading the Bible, as I do, you can just read from various translations and just make all the comparisons for yourself. And there's a place in God's Word where He says that our life is not found in the abundance of things, but our life is found in every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And when you read the Bible, He says His words are life to your body and health to all your flesh. So if His words are life, that means whenever we read God's Word, you'll find that we're reading and literally absorbing eternal food with no expiration date. I'm so excited. I could go on and on and on explaining my excitement, but just being familiar with God's Word and knowing that I live in His presence causes me to be excited. And I know you're saying, Charlene, what are we going to discuss this week? Well, I had to give you those details. Now, pertaining to BibleGateway.com, even if reading is not your strong suit, maybe you don't necessarily like to read. I'm told now that, and I've seen where they have Audible segments that will read to you. And of course, to do that, you have to use the technology. Now, I had an opportunity yesterday to speak to a man much younger than me, and he let me know he wasn't technically savvy. Now, this is what I suggest all of you do. Technology is a way of the future. Somehow, just, you know, bless yourself by learning how to access and use. Everyone has a phone. How to use it and get the benefit from it. Take your time. Do it in the privacy of your own home. Do it when you have time. I know everybody's familiar with, you know, they use social media for various reasons and purposes, and it's not always good, and you'll hear reports that, that social media is not good, and it just depends on what you spend your time listening to. But I can say this. God said in His Word, I found this in His Word, and if you want, I can tell you where I found it. He said He's given us all things richly to enjoy. And for those of us who've done the one thing necessary, the Bible tells us that to live a victorious life, there's really only one thing necessary. And there's an example of that. And basically, that's learning how to receive Him, learning more about Him, so that we'll know what He provides for us, so we don't live a worried life. We won't live a life of fear and worry. That's not from God. He's told us in another place in His Word to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. So if we want to learn how to do that, then we're going to have to listen to His Word, or, you know, just listen. Be receptive to learn new information. And I know I've been kind of all over the place with this particular episode, and this is the absolute longest salutation that I've given so far. Yet, I just knew I had to say it. You know, I'm being led by the Spirit. I love God, and I have never seen your face necessarily, but I love you too. I do. So I just want you to know these things are available. These benefits are available. I want you to know what I know. I want to share with you what I know about whom I call Abba Father God, who also is your creator. Yet, you don't necessarily just have to know Him as creator. You can learn about Him as Abba Father, and you can learn about the love. Well, let's just let me go on. Let me move on. what he's given me to share with you today is means for miracles. Now, I got to tell you, we're living in a time, if you look around in this universe world, now, we're in this world. Yes, we live here in this realm, but we're not of this world. I don't live my life based on the principles of this world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world, which means I don't live by worldly principles. I live by kingdom principles, godly kingdom principles. I am a woman of God, and I practice that. I practice, you know, I realize I live in the presence of God, and I practice getting my answers, all of my answers from the Lord. I go to the Lord first. If I have the slightest concern, if there's anything, I go to the Lord about everything. Oh, some of the things I ask the Lord about, I know if people knew, they would probably try to humiliate me and say things like, you should be able to make those decisions. But the Lord said in his word, and I found it, and I stand on it. He said, when I acknowledge him in all my ways, he directs my paths. And as I told you before, I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. I've seen change. I'm constantly seeing change. I'm constantly understanding that change is here. It's going to happen. Change is a reality. And anyone who cannot accept change, you're going to have more of a challenge living and maintaining the peace of your life. Change is inevitable. Change is constant. You can't stop change. Change happens every day, moment to moment. Something is changing right now. Things are changing a lot of times more rapidly than people can accept. And you see stuff. The Bible tells us in another place how mankind's heart was going to fail them. And the reason why is because of all the change they're seeing, all the what ifs, all the rumination, looking at how things have been, grieving over how stuff has been, not knowing how to divide out what belongs to you and what doesn't belong to you, not knowing how to go to God and cast your care on him so you can live in comfort, you can live in peace. You don't always have to be terrified. You don't have to terrify yourself, understanding how much he loves you. I had an opportunity on yesterday. I participated yesterday in a homegoing for a young girl twin, whose sister I was invited to in September of 2022. I was invited to the twin sister homegoing, the oldest sister's homegoing. And I couldn't get there because I went and I really didn't understand what was going on or where it was or certain things I did not know. I now know that obviously I wasn't supposed to be at that initial sister's homegoing because I wasn't able to get there. And the Lord just purposed in my heart for me to get to the baby girl's sister twins homegoing. Now, there are many things that I've learned because I'm able to discern in the spirit realm. I'm able to understand that the position that I occupy in the spirit realm, I occupy in an office of administration. My spiritual gift, because I also do a radio broadcast, it's called Grace Multiplied, period. And if you visit my Facebook page, it'll give you more information. You can either Google my name, Charlene Brownlow. You can Google Grace Multiplied or Mature Persuasion. It should come up. My picture will come up. And you'll find out more things about me. But one of the things that I'm learning is, you know, God is for me. And I know that. I'm learning that God's word, I'm living from the strength of God's word. I am. I base everything on God's word. Everything I do, I base on God's word. I know that God, Elohim in creation, my Abba Father God, because I've done the one thing necessary and chosen to allow him to shepherd my life. My life is much easier. I enjoy life. I do. I experience life. I want to tell you about a means for miracles. The means for miracles is the point of God's divine intervention in our lives. With available resources, heavenly resources that we need, it's his plan, his supernatural plan of what he allows to bless us. The miracles that we receive that we need are marvelous. And a lot of times when you truly receive a miracle, it's so fantastic that it causes you to wonder. See, when you've been around or sat around the altar as long as I have, depending and trusting God as long as I have, I know my deliverance is already here. I know I am delivered because there was a divine exchange when Jesus went to the cross. A divine exchange. Everything that belonged to the Lord Jesus Christ now belongs to me. And I know that. I know that divine intervention belongs to me. I know that God will intervene on my behalf. I know that. He is my point. He is my means. I don't always know how. I don't know how, but I know God is for me. I know God is my confidence. I know he loves me. I know his heart toward me is only good and never evil. I met some of the most wonderful people on yesterday. God gave me such wonderful examples. My responsibility in that particular ceremony was just to share the scripture. But because of the spiritual office that I hold, the office that I operate in the kingdom sets order. Yes, I'm in the office of administration. And when the Lord allows me to go places, it sets order. It does. And I saw so much love where I was yesterday. I also reconnected with some younger people that I used to sit in Sunday school with for years. I watched them for 7 to 8 years at a time. And I had an opportunity yesterday to see a couple of them and see how the world has worn on them. So now I know how to pray for them. And I know they need the miracles in their lives. And I'm praying that God provide those miracles for them. I also had an opportunity to speak with the pastor of that great work, the pastor's son of that great work, to see how God has blessed them in their work. And I'm just going to stay in God's face for him to show me exactly how to respond to that particular time spent. I know there were miracles there yesterday. So much I could share with you. And as time goes on, I'll share more. But there are means for miracles in your life. What do you need? Do you need a miracle? Do you need divine intervention? Divine intervention, miracles are received by faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. The Lord God is speaking to us. We're living in the last days. He's speaking to us through the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the worlds, who is the brightness of the Lord God's glory and the express image of his person. He's upholding all things by the word of his power. The Lord Jesus Christ himself purged our sins and has sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He is made so much better than the angels, and he has obtained by inheritance a more excellent name than them. Which means that every knee at some point is going to bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. And every tongue is going to confess at some point that Jesus Christ is Lord. I hope I've said something to help you be more comfortable. I hope I've said something to share the means for your miracle. There's a love provided by God. It says in his word, that he so loved the world, so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. And God wants you to know how much he loves you today. He is the means for your miracle. God bless you. Amen.